Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Chuck writes, one Sunday afternoon, Dr. William Orr of Western Theological Seminary was asked a question. The question arose after singing, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. The Prince of Darkness Grim, we tremble not for him. For lo, his doom is sure. One little word will fell him." The question to Dr. Orr was, "What is that one little word which will fell our enemy?" Dr. Orr responded, "Evil disintegrates in the presence of forgiveness. When you look with accusing eyes, that is what evil would want, because the more the accuser can spread the accusing spirit, the greater evil spreads. But if you look with the eyes of the advocate, those are the eyes of Jesus." In Ephesians chapter 4, we are reminded to let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from us, along with all malice, being kind to one another, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave us. Forgiveness is God's gift to every person, and the cross symbolizes that forgiveness. It is a tall order to forgive others the way Christ forgave us. Still, as Christians, it is our biblical responsibility. The cross of Christ is a blatant reminder to Christ followers of God's forgiveness. Jesus reminds us to take up our cross daily. Part of taking up our cross is taking up His forgiveness and exercising His forgiveness in our lives. There are many things that the cross says about forgiveness. First, the cross reminds us that God did not say, "I'll forgive you if." Often we hear Christians say, "I forgive them when they come around to my way of thinking, when they have suffered just enough, when I am good and ready." The list could go on and on. Jesus, hanging on the cross, said, "Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing." Second, the cross reminds us that forgiveness can be challenging. Jesus had to submit and surrender to the Father's will to provide our forgiveness. If you remember, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, "Father, not my will, but thine be done." The reminder of the pain never went away. Think about the scars in the hands of Jesus. In his resurrected body, Jesus told Thomas, "Feel the places where I was pierced for your forgiveness." Jesus reminds us that we might not forget the hurt, but we can move forward because forgiveness gives us the power to move forward. Finally, the cross reminds us that forgiveness is possible. Each time you might want to hold back forgiveness from someone, there is a cross in your way. If God chooses to forgive them, why would we do less? Let us purpose to use biblical forgiveness and demonstrate to this world the autonomy that can be engendered by using the eyes of our advocate. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.